The Waterloo Regional Police Service needs more backpacks for this year's Backpack Challenge program. Sherry Greenough is the Director of Corporate Affairs with the WRPS.
Unfortunately, the need for the backpacks is kind of outweighing the amount of backpacks that we have been receiving. So we're really hopeful that that will increase as August rolls on.
The challenge is now in its ninth year running.
Initially, it just started out as a challenge to other emergency services, where we just put it out on social media and said, you know, we're going to challenge, you know, fire and EMS to join us in this challenge and see if we can raise some backpacks for children that are in need. And it just kind of grew from there. And because we were challenging emergency services, we just called it the Backpack Challenge. And then to our surprise, it just kind of grew and became, you know, this big, massive campaign that helps so many people in the region.
Since the challenge began, it's become integrated into the region, and community members have come to rely upon it. The WRPS gather the backpacks, store them, and then deliver them to organizations that distribute them to the community. They also give backpacks directly to community members who signed up for the program. Yasmin Haloubi is the fundraising manager at Reception House, one of the organizations that distributes the backpacks. Reception House welcomes and helps settle government-assisted refugees.
Many families start their lives in Canada with only a few suitcases. Some have even less than that. Last fiscal year, for instance, we welcomed like 128 newly arrived families, 387 individuals. 42% of our clients were children under 14, and a further 20% were youth between 15 and 24 years old. Thanks to last year's donation drive, we were able to supply every child who arrived between August and December with a backpack and school supplies. We have similar numbers arriving this year, so if we got the similar number from the police, that would be great. Some of the kids, they never went to school before, so we are helping them, and it's And I can't describe the smile on the faces of those little ones when they have their new bags.
Haloubi says that sometimes people come from countries where they are afraid of the police, and that this program helps to establish a good start in the community.
Coming from a refugee background, I totally understand the struggle that people are facing when they are forced to leave their countries and move to another countries. And doing this is something bigger than just distributing a backpack. These interactions not only support successful settlement and integration, but also strengthen a more inclusive and welcoming Waterloo region for everyone.
Since the Backpack Challenge began, the WRPS have distributed more than 28,000 backpacks, but Greenough says the need continues to grow.
The need is growing, and it's growing by a lot. We opened registration last week, I believe, for about 1,500, and it sold out within minutes. And so we still are constantly inboxes full of people who want to be on the wait list. People are really feeling a financial strain, you know, whether that's on food or, you know, household items or, you know, anything that they may need, gas. Everything just seems to be more expensive. And so when you add on this extra addition of backpacks and lunchboxes and, you know, binders and pencils and pens and everything that's needed to head back to school, that's something that we're hoping we can alleviate.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.